He wasn't born, okay? Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Some of these young families here we could pray over. And you know what? Let's keep praying. Let's not quit now. That's what we've been trying to talk about for a few weeks together, is that prayer is continual. It happens all the time. You know, any spiritual discipline, like prayer, for example, begins with a good definition. Simply put, prayer is communicating with God. And if you please, it is a continual conversation through the day about the things that are on my heart and mind and should be brought to the heart of God. It can be spoken. It can be silent. It can be expressed in song or just my heart to the heart of God. But it is to be a conversation going on all the time, all day long. How did you do? Now, some of you weren't here, but many of you were here last Sunday. And how did the week go? Did you have a conversation with God, as we were suggesting from the Scripture? Did you talk with Him often and through the day without making it certain times and events in your schedule? Just to pray, just to talk with Him. I hope you did. I tell you, I tried really hard this week. I figured I better try to practice what I preach. The best thing that helped me all week long was to put sticky notes all over the place. Wasn't that a great invention? Don't you wish you had invented them? Somebody out there did. And I use sticky notes constantly. I've got them all over my desk here at the office here. I've got them at home at my desk there. We got them. Kathy has them all over the counter. Notes that don't, Dave, don't forget this. Dave, don't forget that. She uses them very well to remind me of my duties and what I have to do. Trash. There's one that's always out there. Trash Wednesday morning. Don't forget. Sticky notes. I got them all over. I got them in the car. I got one right here, and I just thought of something. I need to buy Valentine card. Is that next Sunday? I better think about that Saturday. All right, that's good. Now I got it on a sticky note. I'll try to keep that close to my heart and remember what my job is this week, at least one particular item. I got to remember prayer all week long as a running, beautiful conversation with God Himself. That's what I want for you and me. I want us to develop prayer that is just ongoing all the time, that we're talking with God as we move about our day, whatever that would mean. Keep it, because it's challenging for me, and I admitted that to you last Sunday. It's a spiritual discipline that is not easy for your pastor. Prayer. I think of it as something I need to do in anticipation of Sunday morning, or a study, or get together with somebody, and what better pray about that? It's not as ongoing a conversation with the Father as you might expect, and which I would love to have that kind of communion with my God, with the Almighty God Himself. A primary purpose of prayer, of course, is just connecting with God. In order to transfer His will and His plan and His desires into my life, it's meeting God to accomplish His goals. Prayer is the vital expression of trust in a trustworthy God that emerges from our devotion and our commitment. Prayer often involves so many other disciplines as well, like meditation and worship and silence and surrender. Actually, it always must include surrender. Effective prayer will have a believer seeking the mind of God on a particular matter that's on his or her heart all the time, whether it's confessing a sin or praising His name or pursuing His will, or interceding for a friend, or petitioning a need. Prayer must be God-centered. That's what prayer is. It's God-centered. It's not man-centered. It's not about me. It's about Him. And yet, I fear that for so many of us this morning, most of our prayer life through the week gets to be just pretty self-centered. It's all about what, God, I need today. Well, I need You to step in here and help me with this. And He doesn't mind listening to that, does He? But He wants it to be a continual, flowing, spontaneous heart with His heart and a conversation in prayer all the time, all the time. To put it this way, our theme verse for the last month, in everything by prayer. Be anxious for nothing. Worry about nothing, but pray about everything. Come to God often in everything by prayer. Practicing the presence of God. That's the way Brother Lawrence put it. Practicing the presence of God. And since prayer is one of the most powerful of all of the spiritual disciplines, we shouldn't be surprised, should we, that it is among the most ignored and misunderstood as well. And there is, I believe, a temptation in many of us, even those who have been believers for a long, long time, to make prayer too complicated. It's been my prayer through this series that prayer would become more meaningful to me and you. And that we would simplify it to what Jesus said and what other writers like Paul said prayer as a conversation with the Almighty God should be all about. Remember, it's a personal conversation with Him that includes both expressing our concerns, absolutely, but listening to His response as well. Our hope, then, is to see His perspective, and as Paul once wrote, the mind of Christ. I want to know the mind of Christ in this, in this, in that. Thankfully, we can have that conversation. God has invited us to have that conversation all the time. I just see here there's a sticky note here to remind me of something that occurred this morning on our way in here. As most of you know, we have moved to Newcastle, way west of here. Actually, it's about 15 minutes into town and maybe 20, 25 minutes to the church facility here. And it's okay. It's okay. And we have started using Sunday morning as an opportunity to turn the radio off, because music at our place is on night and day. But when we get in the car to come here to church, we turn that radio off. And we pray. It's a really good new habit for us. We didn't used to do that because we just lived over here and we took two cars here. But now we're together. We turn the radio off and we pray. We pray for each other. We pray for both our kids, because they're not little anymore. They're out there somewhere in the world on their own. And we pray for them and we pray for you. Once in a while, we pray by name of certain people that we know we've been engaged with this week, and there are things on their hearts and minds, but mostly just who's going to be here this morning in the family of God that meets in this room. God, we pray for them, and we pray that His Spirit would be alive and well and working among us. And we pray for the music team. We pray for the staff we've got here. I pray out loud with my eyes open, which she's so thankful for, getting here in the morning. But we take those moments and it becomes, I've noticed that it's a focus in prayer rather than on some personal struggle or issue that I certainly have and could worry about again. But I don't worry about things anymore after last week's message, right? We're a worry-free congregation. Right. But I realized that as we get here about 7:20 this morning, that we were, for the most part, exalting God and thinking about Him rather than me. Our minds are focused better. and our hearts are prepared. Prayer, a conversation with God in the car, made that happen. Now, I wish I could tell you this morning that I used that commute every day that way. I don't. Like you, I forget. And I start thinking about one problem or issue after another, and it comes to my mind, and I begin, instead of praying, to churn inside more. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. That those conversations with God will become more God-focused and not so self-focused. God, help us. Help us, please, learn the discipline of a conversation with you from the heart. Words, yes, but not always. Just the thoughts expressed from me, Father, to you. Help me learn the discipline and the beauty of what that kind of conversation can really be about. Help us understand and appreciate what it is that you have promised us about prayer that works. I just want to share three very simple promises in this book about prayer. These are God's promises. God gives them to us. The first one is, listen, God promises that he will hear and answer regardless of the time elements. He does. Don't forget that. God promises that he hears me when I pray. Other world religions don't even claim that promise. You pray to someone out there somewhere. You hope to get the attention of the gods. Well, the Bible tells me that my Father hears me. He reaches down and he hears me when I'm praying. Did you bring a Bible? Let me show you this truth. This truth in 1 John chapter 5. Not the Gospel of John, but in his letters that came later when John learned so many beautiful things about God's character and his own growth in his life. 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, if you have it. Here's what it says. This is the confidence. John now has confidence. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, oh, that is always the key, isn't it? God, I don't know as much as you know. Even though I act like it, I don't know all the details of this thing, and so I'm coming to you with this request again. And I realize that you might have a better perspective than me, so I really want it to be according to the wise plans and desires of my Father in heaven, but here it is again. And John learned that. I have confidence that as I come before him and I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. Guess what? God is never too busy. He's never sleeping. He never has his mind so occupied with running the universe, which sounds like an awfully big job to me, that he can't stop and listen to your prayer. That's what he says. John says, I have that confidence. I've learned that's true. God promises that he's there. He's going to hear me. He's going to listen to me when I'm talking with him. He's always there. Think of it. And yet never forget that the answer to prayer doesn't mean that he will solve our problems and issues the way we necessarily thought they should be, but he will hear our requests and respond with solutions, sometimes surprising ones, that not only address our concerns, but deepen our faith at the same time in his wisdom and strengthens our confidence in his sovereignty. John learned that. Have you? I want to learn that more. That is a promise from God about prayer. Doesn't matter when, what time, he will hear me. Well, that should be our prayer as a family. Mike, will you join me for a second? I've asked Mike Wilde to join me and, on your behalf, offer a word of prayer and praise that God hears us. No matter what's going on, he's hearing us. all the time. Thanks.
Father, I cannot even begin to understand or comprehend that you can hear each one of us right now, and the millions of us around the world that are offering up our prayers, and all the needs have already been presented by each one of us today here about wants and hurts and relationships and all those things that we tend to worry about and pile on you. Father, but I am confident that you have heard each one of us today. And that you are already beginning to figure out how to answer that in your time, in your place, in your will. Father, I pray that we would understand and seek those answers, not necessarily the way that we want them, but those answers the way that you have them for us.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for hearing us today. In your Son's glorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Say amen. Amen. That's Mike's heart. That's your heart. That's my heart before the Father. What a promise he makes. The Almighty God of the universe, who seems awfully busy to me, hears your prayer. That's his promise. That's his promise. Promise number two. Did you know that God promises his presence with us regardless of the outcome? God wants good things to happen for his children. He loves his family. He wants to answer our needs and concerns. He wants to bless us, but never at the expense of holiness. He may choose to even deny the request we're making, as I talked about 3-4 weeks ago, because it paves the way for something more important, or something better, or a greater one. Paul, no doubt, was terribly disappointed and frustrated when God refused what seems to be a pretty reasonable request in prayer to me. Do you remember it? I'm sure you do. I raised it to your attention 4 Sundays ago. It's in 2 Corinthians 12. So if you're in 1 John, go back a little ways to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. I read, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. Listen to how he describes it now. A messenger of Satan to torment me. This thing bothers me. I think it's coming from the enemy. The enemy is certainly using it on me, and I'm tired of it. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. I tell you, I got on my knees, and I asked God to get rid of this thing. I hate this thing, whatever it was. Did it work? Well, God promised to hear him. And he said to me, because prayer is this conversation, so Paul had to listen, when God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties. And oh, did Paul have a lot of them. Elsewhere in the Word, he details those things far more than I'll bet anybody here has gone through. All for Christ's sake. Because when I, Paul, am weak, that's when I'm strong. That's when I'm strong. In time, the apostle discovered that God had given him something greater, something more important for him to learn in his own character than relief from pain at that moment. He denied what Paul wanted in favor of what Paul needed. A greater sense at that time of his presence in Paul's life. And Paul shares this, what I think is a painful story, to his Christian friends in Corinth and now in Glenwood, to assure them that God will do the same with you and me and all believers, because that's his promise. God promises His presence is with me regardless of the outcome of my prayer. Because I don't always understand how good the Heavenly Father is at knowing what I need. And it bothers me. But see, I'm just one of His kids. Those precious little families up here earlier with their children. Man, I love that. I even opened my eyes during prayer just to see how wonderful that looked. You know, these little families with the little kids. It's such an important part of all of this. That God wants to have a conversation with us just like mom and dad with the kids. And often that age child, most of them are downstairs right now, so we can talk about them. They ask for the strangest things, don't they? They ask for really odd, like suckers in the middle of the afternoon. Or one I heard this week, Mom, we're going to lunch. I heard that in the office. Did you know that, Jared? Yeah, your son said, we're going to lunch. I want lunch. Well, maybe that's not the best for you as a sucker right now before lunch. See, Mom knows that. Dad knows that. My Heavenly Father knows that the stuff I come to Him with in prayer, He understands I'm one of His kids. It's not the right moment. It's not the right thing right now. No, Dave, you don't need a sucker this afternoon. What I know you need is something better. It's something deeper. It's something richer. It's something more important to you because I love you and I promise that I will be there. My presence will be there no matter what goes on. His presence is always with you. Did you forget that this week? Were there some hours and some days where you just forgot about the fact that God is here and His presence is with you? So I want to talk to Him. I want to pour out my heart in the safety of this place. I want Him to hear my heart, my voice. I cry out to Him. He promises His presence regardless of the outcome. Eric, will you join me? Eric, my friend, Eric Patterson. Eric's going to represent y'all and pray for this need. Because I need that in me, and I believe most of us do this morning. We need to recognize His presence in our lives all the time. Would you kindly pray, Eric, for your family here? Thank you. Let's pray.
Father, we come before You as weak people. We come before You with needs set. Sometimes they're a little desperate. Sometimes they're about our own children. 1,000 needs we bring, place at Your feet. And we think we know what might be best. Help us to see that You are wise and that You know what is best. Help us to surrender our wills to Your outcomes. Help us to see that You are present in all that we pray for. And that You will work things out if we will only be patient, if we will only be faithful. So when we pray, Lord, we ask that You grant our petitions not as we ask them, but as may be best for us, that our faith might be strengthened, and we may become people drawn much closer to You. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Eric. Beautiful, beautiful. I leave with you one more promise on the subject of prayer that works. In everything by prayer, don't forget that God promises inner peace regardless of the chaos. Brothers and sisters in Christ, across this world, across this country, even in our community right now, are in a lot of chaos. I'm so glad God has promised to be with every one of them. That He would with his presence, give peace. The focus of our attention this last 5 Sundays has been Paul's word, do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to him. And the peace of God that makes no sense humanly, you can't really describe what it means. Folks that are friends of yours outside of Christ but in this community, and they're wonderful people, would never understand what you even mean, that I have peace in my heart about this. But God promises inner peace. What is it he offers? God-supplied peace. A tranquility that offers hope and encouragement. So that in the middle of your storm, whatever storm that might be that you are going through right now, people will ask, what's happening in your life, and how can you even be pleasant at a time like this? You can honestly say, I don't know. All I know is God's presence is in me. And he's giving me peace. He's giving me peace. I don't know what that all means, but I'm thankful for him and that I know that I'm in his control, and he will be with me to the end, and he will guide me along the way, and he gives me Holy Spirit inner peace. Anybody need that today? With what's going on in your life and your business and your career and your family and your church? God, I'm really anxious about these things, and I tend to be really worried about this. So I want to replace that with a conversation with you, Father, and give me what you've promised. I ask for peace in my heart right now. Pete, would you join me? I ask Pete Schaffner to lead us in just a word on your behalf for peace in the situations that we will not name one by one, but God knows is in family after family after family, and in yours and in mine. Let's pray for peace.
Please pray with me. Father, just even trying to slow down right now and not think about the things that disrupt that peace. God, it's like a vacuum. We can't leave our mind blank because that stuff runs right back in. But Lord, fill us with your love and our relationship, our understanding, our knowing of who you are and how you take care of us, so full that those things of worry, those anxieties can't get in. God, I can't push them out on my own. I can't just hold them off, because as soon as I don't want to think about them, I think about them. So, Father, fill us with you, with your presence, with your promises, with the conversation day in and day out, so that we know that you love us. We know that we're your favorites, that you love us especially, individually, amen, as you love each person around us. So, Lord, that those things that are tugging on us about tomorrow and next week and the what-ifs, God, you promised to meet with us today, right now, and you promise us to have that peace. So, God, we ask for that peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Pete. Well put. Thank you. I need that. See, the goal of prayer as a communication with the Father is an ongoing conversation, is intimacy with the Almighty. That's what he really wants. Our Father in heaven wants a relationship with you that is real and really important all week long. He wants that. Our primary goal in calling out to God like that throughout a life and throughout a week of prayer is not to make our daily existence easier or necessarily more enjoyable or happy, although from a certain point of view, it will. The goal can be summed up in intimacy with God. He wants that relationship to grow. Seek that first. and you'll have everything you longed for and needed from him as well. I tell you, that's his promise. He promises that. Promises, promises. I'm telling you, based on this scripture that, and this book this morning, that God is completely trustworthy with what he promises. Are you glad for that? He promises these things. And what I'm wondering as I close this part of our service is, am I as trustworthy with what I promise? Probably not. I'm not God. He is. I keep forgetting that this has got to become a habit. This is something I got to work on. I got to put this on sticky notes all over the place just to help me remember. How sad, but how important that it become a good habit to converse all the time and regularly with God. What have you promised a mate, a child, a friend, and frankly, you've never come through with what you promised? They're easy to make offer. Honey, I promise. It's so hard to follow through. Not for God, but for me, it is. Think about what you have promised somebody you love. And remember to follow through on that promise when this service is over. Maybe write it on a private sticky note. Put it before you and remember, I made a promise. And just as God's promises are true, I want my promises to be true. And so when I say I promise to pray more, I will. And I promise to pray for you, I will. Promises, promises. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the promises in the book. Your holy word are mine. Hundreds and hundreds of promises you've made, and you are completely trustworthy. Meet us at the point of need this morning, as always, and lead us into a concluding, a focus on the table of the Lord Jesus right now. In your wonderful and precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Jeff, will you lead us?